You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges. Later on, our health reporter, Katie Whalen, will be joining us, followed by James White, our news director. And boy, we've got some breaking news, and I'm going to be monitoring what the president's going to be saying tonight. I have a feeling he's going to be coming out with some gun confiscation or gun restriction executive orders, just a guess. But he doesn't address the nation from the Oval Office very often. Well, we have a really exciting 2 hours for you. We're joined by Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. He's written a brand new book, and a lot of the stuff he writes about in this book pertains to the current events issues of today. And we are really going to be all over this book with its ramifications. Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. What a fascinating concept. My father, as our listeners know, worked with many of these German scientists at Lockheed Martin outside Denver, Colorado, in the mountains in the early 1960s, late 1950s. And would he ever get an education? And I have a feeling that there's going to be a crossover of information on this particular point. So, Steve, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming on. This segment is brought to you by, and guess who? Renaissance Precious Metals at Steve's company, the best in gold and silver and other precious metals trading. And, folks, the economy is ready to tank. I just did an interview this afternoon where I talked about the details of this. And if you're not out of cash, if you're not out of your bank account, if you're not out of the dollar soon, you're going to be in trouble. And Renaissance Precious Metals is the place to go. Steve Quayle is your guy, and I'll be giving you that contact information at the bottom of the hour. Steve, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dave. I think we're at a historic point where all the warnings and all of the admonitions, all the evidence, all the links, every single interview that you've done, I've done, that we've done, the interviews that have gone on, the different highly placed guests, the people who have to stay in the background in order for their lives to be spared, we are now facing what I believe is the introduction of the full-scale Islamic invasion and not immigration. I refuse to, outside of just defining why I say invasion, I refuse to refer to it any longer as immigration. Now, before we get into Operation High Jump, I'll just wet everyone's whistle. During World War II, the Nazis had kind of a, if you will, a love-hate for the Arabs, but they realized that they could be useful. And even Hitler's own words would not so much befriend the Nazis to the Arabs, but they both hated Israel and they hated the Jews. But tonight I want to open this up. This is from Carol in North Carolina. This puts everything into perspective. You know, I believe that every single military officer, whether he's flag or whether he's general, you know, high-ranking officers, they knew and they could have spoken up that Obama wasn't allowed to be president. Even Bill Clinton said that early on in the campaign. But this is from Carol in North Carolina. I'm not sure I know which Carol, but here's what she said. When you read this, this is critical. When you read this, you'll understand why Obama refused to say the words radical Islam. Did you know what we now have is a Muslim government? John Brennan, current head of the CIA, converted to Islam while stationed in Saudi Arabia. Obama's top advisor, Valerie Jarrett, is a Muslim who was born in Iran, where her parents still live. Hillary Clinton's top advisor, Huma Abedin, is a Muslim whose mother and brother are involved in the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for Homeland Security, Arif Ike Khan is a Muslim. Homeland Security Advisor Mohammed El-Abiari is a Muslim. Obama advisor and founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Salam al-Mariati, is a Muslim. Obama's Sharia czar, Iman Mohammed Magid, of the Islamic Society of North America, is a Muslim. Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partners, Ibu Patel, is a Muslim. And last but not least, our closet Muslim himself, Barack Hussein Obama. It's questionable if Obama ever officially took the oath of office when he was sworn in. He didn't repeat the oath properly to defend our nation, our Constitution. Later, the Democrats claimed he was given the oath again in private. CIA Director John Brennan took his oath on a copy of the Constitution, not a Bible. Congressman Keith Ellison took his oath on a copy of the Quran. Congressman Michelle Bachmann was vilified and almost tarred and feathered by Democrats when she voiced her concern about Muslims taking over our government. Considering all these appointments, it would explain why Obama and his minions are systematically destroying our nation, supporting radical Muslim groups worldwide, opening our southern border, and turning a blind eye to the genocide being perpetrated on Christians all over Africa and the Middle East. The more Obama damage he does, the more arrogant he's become. Our nation and our government has been infiltrated by people who want to destroy us. It will only get worse. By the way, she writes, plus, John Kerry's son-in-law is an Iranian Muslim. Had enough? So the point being is that we're dealing now, Dave, with the full-scale invasion of the United States. We're sitting back as Christians, in my opinion, preparing to get slaughtered. And as you've tried to warn, I've tried to warn over some 20-some years on talk radio, this day would come. We've seen literally the Communist Manifesto being put into full operation and to simply overrun the system. The military is now, just even today, there are stories coming out. They're preparing for unparalleled civil unrest in the United States. And so this all plays into our subject matter and our topic tonight, Operation High Jump, actually, how the Nazis won World War II, and I believe that with all my heart. You've talked extensively about John F. Kennedy, his assassination. I have a chapter in my book on that. And by the way, this is well documented. I think there's 422 footnotes. And I don't go and reinvent the wheel, Dave. I take the guys who are absolutely expert in their field. And for instance, Nick Cook, when he wrote Zero Point Energy, most people find it hard to believe that 1947 and the Antarctic, the United States went to war with Germany, even now, remember 1946, forgive me, but that's after the official close of World War II, and we absolutely got our butt kicked, and with a new form of technology that were basically German flying saucers, they had figured out how to overcome gravity with electrogravitics, and the idea that they had an under-the-ice base that was built during the closing years of World War II and was carried on into the 50s and 60s is something that most people simply can't grasp. So tonight, as you and I speak, Dave, I'm asking people to literally pray, take it to the Lord in prayer, because if anyone watches the London Daily Mail or the Daily Express or any non-U.S. papers, the subject of Hitler, the fact he didn't die, it's on television almost nightly, depending on which channel's carrying it, in search of Hitler, the lost years, all of the subject matter that people thought was just left to history is now coming back. And I submit to everybody, when you understand the genetic experiments that Dr. Mengele was taking part in, and that Hitler was supposedly, he died, some people say 1962, some people say 1969. But the key in understanding is this, that there is a group that collects DNA from all the most famous, what they would consider brigands or evil men. At some point, they intend to reconstitute them and reanimate them. Oh, and somebody sent me an email saying that there was a cartoon, I'm not sure if it was G.I. Joe or something like that, the point being where they were talking about this very thing 8 years ago in the cartoons. And now, instead of cartoons, we're seeing it in video games. So we're being absolutely and methodically prepared for the very evil that most people don't even understand exists by a supranatural intelligence, that means beyond normal, with some of the most evil people, including Adolf Hitler, coming back on the scene.
Steve, I've got some breaking news I would like to share with you that I became in possession of, some of it last night and some of it today, and I'd like your comment because I think this relates right in. This is from one of my very best military sources, my main Benghazi source, someone I've known for almost 13 years. And what I have learned is that what I've been saying all along is correct, is that we're going to have a Tet Offensive kind of attack with terrorists, several locations, same day. And we are also looking at that being the precursor event to a Red Dawn kind of invasion. Are you getting anything like this as well?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. And the thing that's interesting, I think everybody needs to ask the basic question, why is the total focus of gun control basically being aimed, pun intended, at white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? Now, that's not a race-based statement. That is a practical statement. You and I have done shows together. We've written independently together about all the prepositioned munitions, ammunition, firearms, etc., that DHS bought and then has stationed strategically throughout the country. Do you also remember, Dave, talking about all the prisoners that were released from the different prisons and all of the hardened criminals, including murderers and rapists, that were released?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is the recipe for mayhem. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the issue. The issue is the FBI does know where the 22 or 46 or 222 bases are that the Muslims are training, and not one word is being said about that. And when we watch the slaughter, by the way, the situation that took place in California, there was a third person. If everybody will look at all of the tragic shootings or mass shootings, there's always an eyewitness or multiples of eyewitnesses that see the third guy. That's in the world of spooks, meaning the intelligence world. That's the handler. He makes sure that the MK Ultra shooters or those who have been handled end up dead. And they always seem to escape. Now, I posted an alert on my website, stevequayle.com, talking about the fact is that supposedly the media and police were clued in that they didn't want the third shooter being identified because people will panic. Well, that's, you know what, horse manure.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Point is that you and I and so many others, and I'm not just saying us, but I'm saying all those in the truth movement have warned and warned and warned. And now we have it playing out. And I want people to understand this. It's going to be the Red Dawn. It is going to be beyond Red Dawn. And one of the things that was interesting, Red Dawn, the invasion had to bring the troops in during the invasion. Unfortunately, we are already seeing troops, whether the Russians, Chinese, whoever, have been pre-positioned here. Now add in the drug cartels, add in all of the other than Mexicans, OTMs. And by the way, my statements tonight are directed against those who are coming in as terrorists. I want it to be understood. I do not believe all immigrants are terrorists. I believe the terrorists are coming in as immigrants. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I've said the same thing, Steve. You know, I got vilified last April when I took up the judicial report that identified an ISIS base camp 8 miles from El Paso, 3 miles on the south side of the border, and I said they were partnered with Hamas and Hezbollah and ISIS, and they were coming across the border with immigrants. You know, Steve, it's kind of funny. In this business, I'm sure you've experienced this a lot more than I have. What you say one year that you get crucified for, people don't even want to give you credit for it the next year.
Oh, no, look, they hate, I can't say this about you, but based on what you've shared with me, they hate me without a cause, okay? And Jesus said, and this is tough words to take from Jesus, blessed are you when all men speak evil of you for my name's sake. Dave, we're in this predicament because the Christians wimped out. We're in this position because the pulpits of America turned into politically correct sewage pits. The pulpits of America were to be manned by men of God, not, you know, behold. You know, it was said of Dante's Inferno, abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Unfortunately, American pulpits have become neutered zones, you know. There is no longer any, I would say, backbone or testosterone or even a smidgen of it in the biggest expression churches. I'm not talking about true followers of Jesus. I'm talking about what the mainstream and the biggest ones are trying to embrace Islam. You know, can I say this? That's like a guy going up and knitting his own, or not knitting, but tying his own rope that's going to hang him, or polishing the guillotine blade that's going to cut his head off, or, you know, basically conspiring and yielding to all the plans for our own destruction. And unfortunately, people still don't get it, Dave. You can write about that the Illuminati wants to kill off 6 billion people, 5 billion, whatever their numbers are. You know, it obviously increases as the population increases, yet the point being is that people don't believe. They don't believe. We warned about EMPs. What haven't we warned about? But Dave, I got to tell you, this is the Nazi war plan. And people said, you know, well, who really is the Illuminati? During the years leading up to World War II, Hitler was into so many of the secret societies, and they were so many of Hitler's if you will cronies were followers of Blavatsky, followers of Aleister Crowley. One of the followers of Hitler was Crowley's personal secretary, Mr. 666. We have the absolute records of these guys busting through into other dimensions. And I don't know, have you ever seen Hellboy, the movie with Ron Perlman?
No, I didn't.
Hellboy. I'm not recommending people do, but you might be able to go on YouTube and just check the opening scene, because it has two Nazis. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark busting through into Stargates. And the Nazis made contact with so many, what I would call, supernatural evil entities who gave them so much instruction. By the way, it's interesting, Dietrich Eckhart, E-C-K-H-A-R-T, I think, made the statement that they were in a seance, and just a normal, basically, maid who was a psychic went into a coma. This is all in my book, and basically ghosts proceeded out of her private parts and dictated for hours high technology into others, other things that were going to be happening, and certain people there were sitting taking notes. Now, people might find that offensive, but Dave, every single day I'm contacted by people who are having supernatural events like nothing they've ever known before in their life. And if you and I and others are talking about how evil has ramped up, how it's multiplied, how it's absolutely now pervading everything, I can tell you that there's something going on that is beyond anything that's ever been seen in the world before, and Jesus made that statement, okay? Look, if the men of God would stand up for the Lord, even in the military, I don't know, you know, I know this, that Jesus said, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nay, for anything more than that proceedeth out of sin. And, you know, that was spoken in the context of taking oaths. And now we're talking about oath takers and oath breakers. And if Obama did not say, and I don't believe he did, I believe he is the quintessential agent of change. I was going to say angel of death, that too. But the reason I refer to him as the entity in the slaughterhouse, if you see that even his statement today, you know, he was trying to cover, you know, make some of the people that still think he's a Christian, and he's not. Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. The contempt he has for Christians, you can go on YouTube and read all his quotes. So now we have the whole idea before us that we are going to be simply overrun, and as you say, we're going to have a red dawn, but we're also going to have collective events, and he will, I had one of my listeners before I went on the radio with you sent me an email, and he said, Steve, Won't it be interesting to go word by word and see what Obama, what he has already given his orders, whether subliminal or not? And Dave, you know, I used to wonder, and I'm sure your listeners did too, why Obama always uses a teleprompter. Well, in my book, and this is critical, page 338, when I'm talking about the God panels, do you remember the story when CERN had giant glass panels or a crystal panel with different languages that were being flashed from the back to the front of the tunnel or to the front of the target? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
Yes, and the thing is that, you know, the idea that the Germans perfected, and DARPA did too, the fact that crystalline structures not only can store energy. This isn't New Age stuff. This is physics. I would put everybody in remembrance that you don't have lasers without crystals, okay? Light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. So the CERN people took a cue from the Nazis and DARPA. In essence, they were trying to communicate with the entities that some of the CERN scientists said are showing up. Now, this is pretty important. Because what we're seeing now is that if people understood that even television sets, our computer screens, iPods, this, that, you know, they all have the ability to produce and provide and actually emit infrasonics and even beyond those frequencies to influence our thoughts. I believe this, honestly, given the fact that the American youth have traded what I would call empiric reality for virtual reality, tells me they have succeeded. So what we're talking about is all the advanced Nazi technology. And what I'm saying, there are a lot of people who've written books on Hitler, Dave. There's a lot of people who've written books on flying saucers. There's a lot of people who have written on a lot of these different subject matters, but they've never put it all together. I started on this book 8 months ago, and then it was interesting to me that, again, the London Daily Mail started, I believe it was, the whole thing, Hitler Never Died. It might interest people that Stalin, I'll quote him, kind of, that bastard got away. Eisenhower said there's not one shred of truth to believe that Hitler died in the bunker. Hitler and Eva Braun were also known to have body doubles, okay? And it might be surprising to people to know that so do specific high-ranking individuals in our government have body doubles.
Let's hold it right there, Steve. We got to step aside for our breaks. We come back. We're going to pick it up right there with the body doubles of Hitler. I just had this discussion with Paul Preston over on TalkNetwork.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Steve Quayle after a word from these sponsors.
Or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
It's a big kickoff day for the Common Sense Show. James White and I are going to be co-hosting the Common Sense Show on WMQM and all their multitude of affiliates. And we are expected to reach 2 million people. And you can listen to our broadcast tomorrow right here. Our very own Todd Waiton, Global Star Radio Network, they are hosting our show. We are so proud that we could work that out. We will be on at 4 o'clock Eastern. It's 3 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Mountain. I have to tell you, folks, we're really, really excited about this because we've got a chance to reach a whole lot more people. And I'll have an announcement later on in the show regarding our Saturday endeavor in which we're going to reach even more people. So stay tuned on that. That's WMQM out of Memphis and its affiliates. But you don't have to go anywhere. You can come right here or you can listen to the show on thecommonsenseshow.com because we're locked right in to Global Star Radio Network. And I said at the top of the hour when Steve came on that you do not want to be in cash. You do not want to have a sizable bank account at this time. You need to get out, and you need to call Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. And if he can't help you, he'll tell you. He's as honest as the day is long, but he'll help you plan to get out of paper currency, get into precious metals, so when the proverbial poop hits the fan and our cash tanks, you're going to be prepared. So that's Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842 for Renaissance Precious Metals. And then very quickly, folks, I wanted to mention to you that we have, Bob Griswold has a really interesting deal going on right now with regard to night vision. And he's over at readymaderesources.com. And we've had Bob on this show. He's coming back again next week. He's got another angle on preparedness. But Bob has a great night vision situation for all of our customers. And just tell him that Dave Hodges sent you. Go to readymaderesources.com where Bob sells the PVS-14 third generated auto-gated unit. That is the very best one in the world. And you know, folks, if you don't have night vision, and the bad guys do, you're in a heap a lot of trouble, and nighttime is going to be your biggest problem when everything breaks loose because the police aren't coming, the sheriff ain't coming, no one's coming. You are on your own when that moment comes and the currency collapses here, so you really need to arm yourself. Night vision is a great, great way to do it. And one more reminder, Hear the Watchman Conference. I'm so excited for this for so many of our listeners. We are now pleased to, we're pleased to announce that Paul McGuire, he is going to be part of the team there March 18th through 20th in Dallas, Texas. Go to hearthewatchman.com and there is a special for you right now. There's $50 off per ticket. The ticket usually goes for $149. It's now $99 for Common Sense Show listeners. You need to put in the promotion code on the website, 777. So simply enter the promotional code 777 on the order form when purchasing tickets. This is for Common Sense Show listeners only. And you know who's going to be there. You know, it's the Hagmans are hosting. Ted Brower is going to be there. It's the who's who. HearTheWatchman.com, extending their sale for a few more days. Well, we're joining Steve Quayle here. And Steve, as we went to the break, you were talking about the fact that Hitler probably never died. And a lot of reports say he might have lived, at least what I've read, until as long as 1970. And I want to get your take on that. But you think he escaped because he was able to fake his death with body doubles? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, not only that, but the thing is that the technology that went into building the Antarctic world beneath the ice is so incredibly well documented, Dave. For instance, you know, the thing that's fascinating is that if people understood just the German U-boats that they had some of their supply submarines that were as big as our aircraft carriers, okay? Now, people can't embrace that because they always think of just the smaller U-boats like 239 and some of the ones. And by the way, according to official records, there were 49 to 50 U-boats unaccounted for. But what was really more telling and compelling was that during the years that even prior to the official surrender by Germany, the German industrialists, you're going to love this, the bankers and all the leading pharmaceutical cartels knew that the official war would end. But they had determined to set up their headquarters, if you will, in different parts of the world and to get their Fuhrer out of sight and out of mind. Most, by the way, Joseph Mengele was never found either. And Mengele was known for being in both Argentina Argentina, forgive me, Brazil, and he absolutely was in a town that even the mainstream press tried to excuse as a rare genetic disorder. The records of South American investigators absolutely puts the very town in Brazil that has hundreds of sets of twins at the hands of Joseph Mengele. So if Joseph Mengele was able to clone and induce twin fertilization, amongst other things, and people have got to understand something, that if that was the real quick and dirty, what was that, almost 55, it was 70 years ago. And what's fascinating, now this is what most people don't know, that Mengele would stand at the train station, what was known as the ramp, you know, obviously the platform that had an angle that brought the people up, and he was looking, as well as the Annenerbe, which basically was the ancient history of the German race, for, you'll love this, dwarfs, giants, and anybody who had very abnormal features. So they knew something, and my whole pretext of this book is there have been people that have written about gods, beasts, and Nazis. There are people that have written about everything on the Third Reich. But what I find interesting today, out of the blue, somebody sends me a report, and the report is that even the Russians now have a flotilla headed to the Antarctic. It's my contention, Dave, that the Antarctic, with saucers that could fly, even some of the blueprints that were found, some of these flying saucers could fly at 25,000 miles an hour. That's pretty fast, okay? And if you remember Dr. Wernher von Braun and what you just mentioned about your dad working for Lockheed, the head of Lockheed was a Nazi. You know, this is what most people don't understand. The German intelligentsia and who's who. We took the people, the Russians took the machinery, dismantled complete factories, but the point being is that when I say how the Nazis won World War II, I can back it up. And like, here's what's missing in most, I'd say, overviews of history. What people have got to understand is what the Aryans were looking for, Hitler was looking for, Goebbels was looking for, or Goebbels, whatever, Heinrich Himmler, the head of the SS, all of these guys were deeply into the occult. As a matter of fact, it was brought up at the Nuremberg war trials, and guess what? There were just a few snickers. So when you look at the absolute effect of some of the most, and I would say this, truly powerful occult figures, it's no wonder that the deception was so great. And I maintain that that whole deception carried forth into the United States and, to the large degree, our entire military-industrial complex. The Nazis may have lost the battle, but they won the war.
Well, I would basically agree with that, too. And it started right at the end of World War II, the fighting part, when they brought so many of them over here. And you mentioned Wernher von Braun. Well, he's the tip of the iceberg. I asked my father, I said, how many German scientists were there involved in these programs working with people like yourself? And he said he wasn't sure, but he knew of at least 50. He said he actually sat down and started cataloging what he'd seen, what he'd known, what he knew, and what he came across in paperwork. And he said there were at least 50 working groups like this. And he said, and that's just what I know by happenstance. Steve, there might have been hundreds.
Well, my research would multiply that by four, okay? Because it's literally possible, Dave, to take the major scientific projects that came out after the Manhattan Project, and people say, well, they could never keep that quiet. When General Groves headed up the Manhattan Project, it was kept amazingly quiet, okay? That was in the days of the slogan, loose lips sink ships. So, you know, as you know, even your dad would have been compartmentalized to some degree. Mm-hmm. Those who were over this, remember, that was, too, during the years that Majestic 12 was set up. People deny it exists. It really exists. Stanton Friedman, those guys, they were given documents, and those are real documents. I've interviewed so many guys behind the scene. And by the way, just for the sake of all those listening in, I don't care who they are, meaning their names or addresses or anything. My critics have always said, well, you know, these are just made up people because you won't say their name. I actually challenged one guy. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll go on talk radio with one of them's permission. You will give me $1 million, not me. It will be put into a trust fund for his wife and family. The wife and family must be put into seclusion and hiding someplace in the world. And then, you know, he's willing to lay down his life to shut you up. And guess what? It never shut him up, you know. I was ready to have a four-star general come on the radio. I've said this before. We had satellite uplinks. I know. I'm the one that bought some of them. And we had the entire way to demodulate his voice and run him through multiple things that even, you know, would have given the NSA a challenge. And unfortunately, Dave, a couple really idiot, belligerent guys came on. I think it may have even been the only time, one or two times I was ever on a blog or whatever. I had my own, what's a written chat room called? It's been so long ago.
I don't know because I don't go on them.
Yeah, I don't either, but the point being, and the general got a hold of me. He said, Steve, he said, I know what you want to do, but if they won't believe the obvious, they can't receive what I was going to tell them. And my heart broke, but I had to agree, you know. And by the way, I still think he listens into these broadcasts. So, General N, you were absolutely correct. I was wrong. And, Dave, I thought if I could give the bona fides, verifiable bona fides, then the people would, you know, realize that this stuff is real. But guess what? If like Jesus said, this is one of my most important scriptures I've quoted for 20 years. Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? If people won't see right now what's going on with Obama, let me read this, okay? I asked one of my federal law enforcement friends to, basically this guy's, you know, a tremendous brother in the Lord, and he said this. I said, so what did he say about guns? I'm on the radio with Dave Hodges. And he said, basically, he said that we're not at war with Islam, a lie, that Congress should ban semi-automatic weapons, wrong, if you're on the no-fly list and you shouldn't be able to buy a gun, wrong, and that we shouldn't discriminate against Muslims. Discriminate against them? They're killing the believers right and left around the world, and he will not even speak out or speak up for the Christians and won't allow, what is it, 50 Syrians into the United States? And that we should embrace Muslims, you know. And then I started screaming at the TV. This is what my friend said about his gun control bull, you know what. And he also said that all the coalitions of controls fighting ISIS are doing a great job at it. And never once mentioned Russia and their involvement. I'm utterly embarrassed to be an American law enforcement officer and that all nations judge us based on his actions or lack thereof. That came in at 6:32.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
how does that relate to us tonight, okay? Well, understand this, that after 1947 and our defeat at basically the whole Operation High Jump, and even the Russians put out in 2006 a documentary, and they actually had some film of Nazi saucers basically taking out U.S. planes and sinking a U.S. ship, okay? These things could go instantly, and they could dive into the water and come out of the water. And they almost taunted, actually, you know, Admiral, by the way, people don't understand this, you know. Admiral Perry wasn't a flake. This guy was one of the nation's heroes. This is one of the polar explorers. And so the thing is that after Operation High Jump, the point is there was kind of a rash of UFO sightings, and remember even Roswell, etc. But that came after this. So what my basis of statement is that Hitler went throughout the world with the Annenerbe, forgive my mispronunciation of German, and the thing is sent people all over the vast corners of the planet looking for religious relics, like the spear that pierced Jesus' side, looking for the chalice, you know, of the Last Supper, looking for the Ark of the Covenant, looking for ancient flying machines out of mythology. He had a group, if you will, of intensely brilliant men scouring the world for artifacts, but also scouring the world for ancient technology. And so this is why it's important that people understand this. So after Operation Paperclip, you've got the Germans here, you've got all the occult, if you will, background in these individuals, and you've got reverse engineering, then you basically have got the whole revelation of the hollow earth inside the earth, Nazi stargates, and it all leads to CERN. And then we've got, you know, the whole, listen, this is something that people don't understand, is that you've got the occult secrets. Even there are those who knew Hitler that said he made the statement that the Prince of Darkness had entered into him, okay? Now, it's interesting that people want to deny this. So that it's my contention that as all of these Nazi scientists and intel agents were welcomed into this country, they began to take over the intelligence apparatus. And remember this, what was it? The OSS was the Office of Strategic Services, and the SS insignia, two lightning bolts, that really stood for the Black Sun. The Black Sun was believed to be at the center of the Earth in if you will, the light, forgive me, the energy source that controlled, and when I say the underworld, I'm not talking about hell, I'm talking about all of the ancient civilizations and their records of all those, if you will, entities that live under the Earth. So, you know, naturally people say, man, I don't believe in a hollow Earth. Well, guess what? Just last week, I think it was, three or four days ago, they showed a hole again over the North Pole. And the last time they showed that was in the ESSA satellite in the 70s, okay? So what I'm saying is, in the last 30-some years, that hole had never been observed. Now, that's the same thing they're talking about in the Antarctic. So what most people have never put two and two together, because, of course, no longer can two and two be four with the core curriculum, you know, because you've got to question the basis. How could two and two be four when two can stand alone, blah, 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 okay? Yeah. And I maintain the core curriculum of the entire educational system that's bought into it, practices it, or teaches it, has literally bought in and brought in the devil's educational system to absolutely be participants in their own destruction.
Just, it's amazing, but we are the harbingers of our own doom. Our own ignorance, Steve, is to blame for where we are. You know, I'm reminded, I mean, how many people did Moses convert in 120 years of Christianity? About 8. That's how I feel like Moses. When I try to tell people about what's going on today, and you got to have the same feelings. I feel like Moses.
Well, I mean, I just want to, well, first of all, Moses, I think, aren't you, don't you mean Noah? Because Noah's the only guy.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this, on how many people converted, it appears to me from the scripture that Moses, you know, basically half of Israel perished because they followed the people that attacked the man of God. And, you know, basically God says in the Old Testament, stand aside, Moses. You know, who is on the Lord's side, let him come to me. You know, and that's the same thing that Joshua echoes in the first couple chapters of Joshua. So what's fascinating, Dave, is that the, and let's just deal with Noah. The reason why Noah was saved, it wasn't because they were, you know, moral pinnacles of righteousness. It says in the Bible, the Old Testament, that they were perfect in their generations. That meant they did not have the fallen angel genetic corruption. And the whole earth was corrupt. And guess what? Not only were human beings corrupted, but every manner of bird, every manner of animal, everything. And by the way, now look what's happening. I put on my website, well, I didn't put up the story because it was too gross. But right now, the number one sin and breaking of the law in Switzerland is basically bestiality. And the poor dogs and horses don't have a chance. Now, brother, that's sick, okay? But when you're dealing with fallen angels who are a supernatural being to begin with, and part of that, whatever energy that they possess, transmits into their offspring, and you can understand this, that that's why God said, curses a man that lies with a beast, that both he and the beast should be put to death. Because God was trying to prevent what would come out of that union. And Dave, we're right back there today. And it makes me want to vomit, okay? It truly does. It is that pathetic. It only gets worse.
Who are the perpetrators of this major crime of bestiality? I would willing to bet it's probably the immigrants. Am I right?
Well, in Switzerland, it's the very elite. Okay. Now, when you're talking about, I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't clear with you. When you're talking about immigrants, you're talking about rape, and I think most people who are of Scandinavian origin would be disgusted to see what's happened to Norway and Sweden. I just even put up a story today about a guy, and he's a smirking Muslim that has raped. You know, isn't it amazing that Obama will defend the rights of gays and lesbians, but he won't say a word about ISIS throwing homosexuals off of buildings? And for the record, I think that's absolutely wrong. Yet, how can he be so selective? Well, the answer is agenda. He's got an agenda. He has an agenda. So tonight, he goes on the radio. Now, I haven't watched it. Obviously, I'm on with you, and we're doing this show live. But basically, you got to get rid of those assault rifles. Ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to go tonight to survivalblog.com. That's one word, survivalblog, blog.com. And I want you to read James Wesley Rawls' Fighting Words, an open letter to publisher Arthur Sulzberger, Jr. He absolutely lays it down. God bless James Wesley Rawls. I'll tell you this, Dave, that we've seen what happens to unarmed people with Muslim terrorists. And what I think people must understand is this is orchestrated, it's well-funded, and the whole plan is to get the Muslims to kill the Christians and the Jews, and then at the time the Illuminists want to get rid of the Muslims, they just do it with a biological weapon that's specifically designed for the specific genetic markers of Arabs. Now, look, I wrote the book on that called Breathe No Evil years ago, and also Genetic Armageddon over a decade, maybe almost a decade and a half ago. And when Wouter Bassan, and this is critical because this is stuff that came out of the Nazis in South Africa, okay? He was tried on war crimes. And the Operation Coast, COAST, look it up. And they had so perfected bioweapons that were race and gene specific. Now, this is years ago, okay, that basically they could take out any specific group with any definable biological markers. Now, I don't know if you ever looked into that, Dave, but this goes right into, and some people say, well, you know, I quote World War III by Albert Pike and Mazzini, and they said, yeah, that's fake. Well, it may be not attributed to who they say it's attributed to, but it's going by the book, as Johnny Cash said. Someone's following that script to a T. In essence, we are seeing World War III. And I love all the pundits. This isn't dangerous. We have overflights and airplanes disappearing. I think there are over, 220 penetrations of U.S. airspace? I think Putin's been, and I know that you and I may have a little different opinion of him, and by the way, I understand who he is, but I also understand that the technology that the Russians now, Soviets then, have is exemplary technology. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, they played dead for pretty much more than a decade. And during that, they were getting all kinds of money from the West, and they developed some of the most amazing weapon systems. You remember when the Donald S. Cook was brought to a complete standstill? I think that was, in the Black Sea about a year ago? Remember that?
I do, yes.
And then they were also able to, with some form of extreme low frequency, cause one of our nuclear subs to have to surface, okay? And the only way you could do that is take control of their controls. So here's the thing. We know this. Whether people want to believe that God is real, whether they don't believe, here's what they're going to have to deal with. Pretty soon, they're going to have to deal with the fact that the events spelled out for the end times in the book of Revelation, and I said this on Coast to Coast the other night, the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to his servant John, who was one of the disciples who was, in exile on the island of Patmos. So when people quote that, they always want to leave out Jesus, and I tell them this. I said, listen, that's like you guys will quote the scripture, you shall know the truth, the truth shall set you free, but that's not the whole scripture. The scripture, the true scripture is, if ye abide in me and my word abides in you, then ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And by the way, when I hear a liar saying that, I said, you neither know him, obey him, or will follow him, you know. Ye shall know the truth. When someone says that, and they're a bunch of liars, like, you know, the typical politician, I want to submit something. I caused a lot of trouble. I'm not taking that as my, I was told by some very powerful people in the military that when I suggested the only way you could understand how the Senate and Congress could go along with all this stuff as almost willing automatons and beyond bribes, beyond blackmail, I said this, and I guess that was what caused an uproar. I said, what makes you think all these people are truly real people? And so if you're hearing the Chinese, by the way, anything you see, ladies and gentlemen, in scientific announcements, advancements, when it comes to genetic engineering, it's already been done, probably 50 years ago at least. So, you know, Dave, they're floating it, they're accelerating it, gene editing, you know. The point being is pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, you won't know if you're even dealing with what was once a human or is now an updated human, an H+, or a replacement, you know, won't be human, but a replacement entity. So when people give themselves over to occult possession, they cease to be the dominant control in the body they occupy, and something else takes control. I am convinced, Dave, that we are seeing this lived out, played out. Most of you that watched it or will watch it on TV will watch it in real time, and that who's to say what was not said? Not one word of sympathy came from the lynch mob. By the way, I now refer to her as Loretta Lynch Mob, okay? If she isn't impeached immediately, to put out a hit on anybody that will speak, let's bring it in the court of public, if you will, view. Let's get the imams and let's get the Bible scholars. Come on, you guys. Where are you to challenge this? So what I'm saying is Loretta Lynch Mob now has basically just put the Din Mak, and I think you're a martial artist, so you know what that is. That's the death touch upon anybody that dares to question the Islamic takeover of the United States.
Well, she did say it. It's chilling, Steve, and I'm going to have a lot of responses to what you said. You just knocked down about 20 different issues. By the way, I've got a text that was sent to me, and we'll come out of the top of the hour break on this. Obama's not really going after gun control in his speech tonight. He says he's going after ISIS and dealing with terrorism. I think the independent media backed him down. We'll be back in hour number two with Steve Quayle. Stay tuned.